Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirat Kodesh. Be'ezer Hashem Yisborach, we're about to begin the 15th topic of Parshas Re'eh, the mitzvah of Ha'anoko, giving the gifts to an Eved Ivri and Amo Ivriya when they go out free. Perek Tezvov, Posuk Yud Beis. Ki mocher lecho ochicho ho'ivri, oi ho'ivriya va'avodecho sheish shonim, uva'ashano ha'shevi'ih teshalechenu chofshi me'imoch. When your Jewish brother or sister has been sold to you, they should work for you for 6 years, and on the seventh year from when they were sold, not the seventh year cycle of Shemitah, nothing to do with that, the seventh year from when they were sold, send them out free from you. Says Rashi, ki yimocher lecho. Yimocher means al idei acherim. Others sold him. He didn't sell himself. Omoicher atzmoi. That's the parasha we saw in Parshas Behar. Over here we're talking about that others sold him. And who are the others that sold him? Says Rashi, b'mechu bezdin b'gnei vosei hakoso medaber. We're talking about when Bezdin sells a yid because he stole and has no money to pay back. Ay, frick Rashi, I know that already. V'arei kvar nemar in parashas mishpotim, ki sikne eved ivri, and over there, b'mechu bezdin hakoso medaber. There we're talking about, not that he sold himself, rather when Bezdin sold him. So what is the Torah repeating this din over here? And for Rashi, Elam ipnei shnei dvorim shenistchadshu kan. There are two chidushim in this parasha that we did not learn above in Parashas Mishpatim. Number one, echod shekosuv oy ho'ivriyo, af hi teitze b'sheish. Over here the Torah throws in that an omo ho'ivriyo, a Jewish maidservant, also goes out in 6 years. Something we did not know above in Parshas Mishpatim. But don't think to compare Ivriya to Ivri all the way. And when it says ki mocher lecho, just like Ivri is talking about Machur Bezdin, so to Ivriya. No, says Rashi. V'lo yishim kirua Bezdin, she'ino yishonim keres b'gnei vosa. A woman is never sold for having stole and has nothing to pay. Shenema, we learn to Parshas Mishpatim, v'nim ka b'gnei vosoi, v'lo b'gnei vosa. Only a male can be sold, not a female. So who is this ki yimochel? Who is she being sold by? Ela bektano shemocho ovio. We're talking about a ktano, less than 12 years old, and did not bring Simone Gadlus two puberty hairs. Her father can sell her. Velimid kan shim yotzu sheishonim kuidim shetov simonim. Teitze, if 6 years reached from the time of the sale, before she brought simonim, before she brought signs of being a gedoilo, namely two puberty hairs after the age of 12, she goes out free. Another yetzia for an amo ivriya, which we were not told above in Parshas Mishpatim, yetzia sheishonim. So that's one chiddush of this parsha. The chiddush that an amo ivriya goes out by 6 years. Void chiddush kan, hanek tanik, the mitzvah of ha'anoko to give gifts when the ivri or ivriya go out free. Posuk Yud Gimel, v'chise shalechenu chofshi meimoch, lo yise shalechenu reikom. And when you send them out free from you, don't send them out empty-handed. Rather, ha'anek ta'anik loy mitzoy necho, umigor necho, umikvecho, asher berachecho, adoinoy aloyhecho, titen eloy. You should give them gifts from your flock, from your grain, from your wine. Anything that Hashem has blessed you with, give him as gifts. Says Rashi, ha'anek tanik, in the context of our pasuk, it means give gifts. But what does the word ha'anek literally mean? Says Rashi, tupshot. Either it means loshen adi, which means jewelry. Not that you only give him jewelry, like the pasuk says, soin gur and yekav are not jewelry. Rather, we're comparing it to jewelry. Just like jewelry is beguida uvumari so'ain, jewelry is on the top of a person's body, on his head. In a place that people could see. That's the point of jewelry. So too, whatever gift you give him that it's obvious that you gave him a gift. It should be noticeable, the gifts. What does hanek mean? Hanek means a necklace. A necklace is put on your neck. So too over here, figuratively, loshen hat'ono al tzavoy, load him up on his neck with lots of gifts. The Torah specifies three items that you give gifts from: flock, grain, and wine. You may have thought you could only give gifts from these three items. תמוד לא יימר אשר בירחך, מכל מה שבירחך בירך. Give him from whatever Hashem, your creator, has blessed you with. If that's the case, v'lomor noemru elu. So if you can give gifts from anything, why does the Torah specify these three? To teach you. Ma elu miyuchodim sheim bechlal brocho, av kol shu bechlal brocho. Just like these items are things that have a blessing to them. Namely, they multiply. Sheep, grain, and grapes, they multiply. So too, you can only give things that multiply. Yotu Predo is coming to exclude a mule. A mule is the result of mating a horse and a donkey, and the result is a Predo, a mule. Even if you mate a Pered with a Predo, they cannot multiply. That's the Metzius. That you can give. That's not Berachecho. That's not included in Broch. Another thing learned out of Tzoynecho, Gonecho, Yikvecho is not what you give, but how much you give. How much you have to give from each, namely the amount of ha'anoko you have to give. Posuk tezvov vezochar to ki evedo yisa be'eret mitzrayim va'yivdecho adoyno yaloyhecho al keino nuchi mitzavecho es hadavor hazeh hayoyim. Remember that you were a slave in Mitzrayim and Hashem took you out of there. And when He took you out, He also gave you a double Hanoko. He gave you lots of gifts. Also when you left Mitzrayim and also by Yamsuf. And therefore I'm commanding you to do the same. When you set your slave free, Ha'anek Tanik, give him lots of gifts. Says Rashi, V'zohar toki evedois ve'enakti v'shonizi lecho. I gave you twice. Mebizas Mitzrayim or Bizas Hayam. Afato Ha'anek Ushneiloi. That's a double lashon of Ha'anek Ta'anik. Double. Posuk Dezayin and Yud Zayin are sort of in brackets. We're leaving the subject, namely, I told you that once the seventh year comes, you got to give Hanoko when you send him out free. There is a situation that he will not be going out free after 6 years. And that is, if the Eved tells you, I don't want to leave, he loves you, he loves your family, it's good for him by you. He wants to extend his slavery. So how do you do that? Take an awl, a piercer, something that makes a hole in an ear, like you make for earrings, and you should put it through his ear and through the door. And then he will be for you an Eved forever. Rashi will tell us, Eved forever doesn't mean literally forever, rather it means until Yovel, until the 50th year, namely not his personal 50th year, but the 50th year of the Yovel cycle after you count 7 Shemitahs. The afla mosachot asakein is not going back on the piercing. That's going back to the main topic of Hanoko, that an omo hivriya also gets Hanoko, the gifts, when she leaves after 6 years. Says Rashi, Eved oilo. Yochol kamashmo, you may think to take this literally, an Eved forever. Says Rashi, that can be. Tamud lo yimara posik in parashas Behar. Veshavtem ish elachuzosoi veish el mishpachtoi toshuvo. Over there it says, when Yovel comes, everybody goes back to their families. So what does Eved Oilo mean? Olamadato she'in ze elo oilo mishel Yovel. That's what it means. It means forever, namely, until the foreverness of Yovel. V'af la mosechot ha'asekein, says Rashi, ha'aneglo, give her the gifts. It's not going back on the din of Retzia, on extending the slavery. Yochoy laf le Retzio ishva kosuv oiso. You may have thought that the Torah is comparing an Omo Ivriya to an Eved Ivri, that she could extend her slavery by piercing her ear. If the Eved says, I want to extend my slavery, we give him an option. Only a male slave could be Nirza. A female Omo Ivriya cannot be Nirza. She cannot extend her slavery. Posuk Yudches lo yikshev einecho b'shalichacho isoi chovshi meimoch ki mishne sechar sochir avodecho sheish shonim And when you give the Eved and the Omer Ivriya these gifts, it shouldn't be hard in your eyes. Don't give it with a heavy heart, giving him these gifts as he's leaving you. Because he has worked for you double than a regular paid worker, a worker by day. Because he works also by night. Rashi will tell us how. And he's been doing that for 6 years. And therefore, give him the gifts with a happy heart. And Hashem will bless you in everything that you do. Says Rashi, ki mishne schal sochi. What's the double work that he does? Mikan omu eved ivri oived bein bayoim uvein balaylo. Vezo kiflaim sheba avoida schire yoim. This is double than a person that gets hired for the day. Umau avoidosei balaylo. How does an eved ivri work by night also? Rabbi Moshe lo yishivcho knanis v'avlodos lo'odoin. The halacha is the master has a right to give him a shivcho knanis, a goyisha maidservant, in order for him to sleep with, and the vlodois that she produces with him will belong to the other, and he gets more slaves. And that is the work that he is doing by night also. Adkan, the 15th topic, the din of ha'anoko, the gifts to an eved ivri and an omer ivriya. On to the 16th topic, a bechoir behemot tohoiro. The firstborn of a cow, sheep, or goat, if it's a male, is a korban. You got to give it to the kohen, and he brings it as a korban b'mokom asher yivchar Hashem, the place that Hashem will choose, whether it be Mishkan Shiloi or Yerushalayim. Pasuk yutes kol habechor asher yivoleid bivkocho uvetzaynecho hazachor takdish ladoyno yalehecho lo yisavoid bivchor sheirecho. Any firstborn born among your cattle, among your flock, if it's a male, you must be makdish it to Hashem. You may not work with the b'choyo, the firstborn of your ox, and you may not shear the shearings of the firstborn of your flock. Says Rashi, kol b'choyo takdish. Our posuk says you got to be makdish it into being a korban. In fact, Rashi. At the end of Parshas Bechukoyse, it says, "Lo yakdish oisoi." No need to be makdashit. It's automatically kodosh the second it was born. Shenemar ach b'chor asher yivukal Hashem lo yakdish oisoi. Okay, it's sad. We got a steer over here. Our posuk says yes to be makdashit. The posuk in Bechukoyse says not to be makdashit. And for Rashi, the posuk in Parshas Bechukoyse, lo yakdish oisoi. What that means is, Einoi makdishoi le korbon acher. You cannot be makdish a bechor for another korbon. You can't turn it into an oilo, into a shlomim. It's a bechor. And when our posuk says, Takdish l'shem eloi kecho, v'kan limeit she mitzvah loimer ato kodosh lebechor. Although it's kodosh intrinsically, the second it was born, nevertheless, there's a mitzvah to say, you are kodosh for a korbon bechor. That's Rashi's first teretz to the stira. Davar acher, a second teretz. And first Rashi repeats the stira. Iyav shalom emar takdish, shekvar nemar lo yakdish. Iyav shalom emar lo yakdish, shekvar nemar takdish. Okay, tzad, how do we reconcile these two psukim? Makdishoi ato hekdesh ilui, v'noisen lehekdesh kvi toivas hanor sheboi. According to the second teretz of Rashi, there is no mitzvah lo emar ato kodesh lebuchoiro. When our pasuk says takdish l'shem elokecha, it's not telling you say ato kodesh l'bechor. No need for that. The pasuk is telling you that there's an option of being makdishit something called hekdesh ilui. It's a korban. It's a bechor. The second it was born has kedusha to it. But what you could do is give it a evaluation hekdesh, which means you'll say it's kodesh regarding the fact I will give its value to hekdesh, and then you give money to hekdesh. The word ilui means evaluation. Legabe that, it's kodesh, that you have to evaluate its worth in order to give money to hekdesh. According to the second pshat of Rashi, going back to the pasuk and parashat Bechukoisai, lo yakdish ish oisoi, you could learn differently than the first pshat. In the first pshat, Rashi learned, lo yakdish ish oisoi, do not make it into another korban. According to this pshat, you could learn, there is no need to be makdashit as a bechor. It's kodosh automatically. פוזק חוב לפני אדוני אלוהיך עושה לנו שנה ושנה במקום אשר יבחר אדוני אתו וביסך. And then you give the bechor to a kohen, and says the Torah to the kohen, you got to eat it in front of Hashem, in the place that Hashem will choose, namely either Mishkan Shiloh or Yerushalayim, depending on the timeline where you're living. Shono b'shono, lechatchila, you have to make sure to bring this bechor within its first year. But the eved, even if it passed its first year, you could still bring it. But lechatchila, within the first year, atov v'secho, it's not only lezichrei kahuna. The Kohen can share it with anybody in his family who is Tor, including his wife and his daughters. Says Rashi, Lifnei Hashem Elokecha Teichalenu. LeKohen Uoima. We're talking to the Kohen. Shekvar Motzinu Shuba Matnis Kuna. This is one of the Matnis Kuna we saw above in Parashas Koirach. Echot Tam Vechot Balmum. Whether it's a Tam and it's a Korban, or whether it's a Balmum and that is no longer a Korban. But nevertheless, it belongs to the Kohen. Shenemar Aposek in Parashas Koirach. Uvesor Mieloch. Referring to Abachoyr. Shono b'shono. This teaches us mikan shein mashin oiso yoiser al shnosoi. L'chatchila, you can't let it sit around for more than a year. Yochol yeposul mishavro shnosoi. You may have thought that if the year did pass, so it's no longer eligible to be a korban b'choyr. No. V'chukash l'maisa. Regarding this, the Torah compares it to maiser. Shenema we saw above in the parasha of maiser sheni. In perek yudalet posel kov gimel. ואוכלתו לפני השם אלוקיך, מה עשר דגון חוטי ראיש חווי צורך, ובכוי ראית בכוח ובצינך. And back then, when we learned the Pasuk, we were bothered by it. The Torah is talking about Maiser Sheni. You got to eat Maiser Sheni, במוקוי משאיב לך רשם. How does בכוי ראית בכוח ובצינך come in? Says Rashi, here's the answer. It's coming to teach us. To compare בכוי ראית Maiser Sheni. מה Maiser Sheni אינו נפסל משונה לחברתו? It doesn't become possible just because you left it over a year. Like we saw in the parasha of Beer Maestris. You have up to 3 years to take care of the Maestr Sheni. It doesn't become possible from 1 year to the next. It doesn't become possible if a year passed. There's a mitzvah lechatchila to bring it within its first year. Shona b'shona. Another drasha of Shona b'shona. If you ended up shechting it the last day of this year, then what's going to end up happening? You could eat it that day, and another year from the animal's second year of life. It's now dead, so it's not living anymore, but it's from the next year. And this is where we learn out that a bechor can be eaten for 2 days and a night, namely a day, the night between, and the following day. That's Shana B'Shana. One day is the year, the last day of its first year. And the second day is the first day of its second year. Posuk Chof Aleh V'Vichy Yehiyeh V'Oi Mum Piseach Oi Iver Koil Mum Rolo Isis Bochenu Ladoinoi Eloihecho. But if this Bechor has a mum, blemish in it, whether it be limping, or it's blind, or any bad type of blemish, bad type of mum, that makes it not relevant, you can't bring it as a korban, it may not be brought as a korban. Rather, what should you do with it? Eat it in your cities, wherever you want. You don't have to bring it, nor do you have to eat it when you and it are tohor, like a korban. A tomeh and a tohor can eat out of the same plate. The tomeh, he's tomeh, and when he touches the meat, he's making the meat tomeh, and the tohor is eating tomeh meat, but no problem, because it's no longer a korban b'choyol. Katzvi b'choyol, like a deer and a gazelle, which are never korbanos, and they're always could be eaten betuma, so too a b'chor that had a mum. Says Rashi, mum, klal. A general statement. Piseach oiver prat. Specific. Specific type of mum, limping or blind. Koil mum ro, chozar ve kolal. Again, a general statement. Klal u prat u klal, we had this above. We learn out, ma prat mefurosh mum hagolui ve'enei choizer. The definition of a mum is that it's in the open. It's not like a trefa, an inner organ. You could see it on the outside. And it's mum kavua, it will not repair itself. That's the type of mum that a Pisach or Iver is. So too, only a mum, all types of mumim, there are many types of mumim, but it all has to be open, not an inner organ type of a trefa, rather outward, you see it on the outside, and it can't repair itself. Mashenkein, a mum oiver, a mum that will repair itself. So true, it's still loisis bochenu. You're not allowed to shecht it as a korban, but posuk chav beis wouldn't apply. You're not allowed to eat that bishorecho and not treat it as a korban. Just wait a little bit. Wait till the mom will pass, and then bring it as a korban. So this klalu pratu klal bimemayet a mum oiver and a mum shebeseiser bimemayet a mum oiver is not bimemayet from loisis bochenu. That's across the board. A mum oiver cannot bring it as a korban. But it's telling you, Bishorecho is not applicable. Wait until the mum passes. Pozukhov gimel, rages damoiloi seichal, rages damoiloi seichel, ala oretz tishpechenu kamoim. But make sure, you're still not allowed to eat the blood. Rather, you have to spill it on the floor, on the earth, like you spill water. What's the chiddush? Why would I think that the blood of a bechor bal mum should be mutter? Unlike any other blood of any other animal, says Rashi. Rashi explains the Hava Amina. Shaloi Toimal. You shouldn't think. You shouldn't say. Hoil vekulu heter abo michlal isurhu. This entire animal is a heter that came from an isur. What happened over here? This animal used to be a bechor, which is an isur. It's kodosh. Shaloi kodosh. And what happened? Venishchad bachut beloi pidyoin. We didn't even redeem him. It's not like psule amukdoshim. A regular korban, an oilo, or a shlomim, or a chatos, an osham, that got a mum. Over there, you have to redeem it. You have to redeem it onto money. A bochor that got a mum, there is no pidyon. Automatically, you're allowed to eat it, betuma, even outside, amokam ashiv charashem. So you see, this animal was osur, and poof, it became mutter. If that's the case, yochili af adam mutter, so maybe it's matter the dam also, that's the hava amina. It's not matter the dam still stays osur. Adkan, the 16th topic of Parshas Re'eh, a bechoir behema tehoiro.